Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. For Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX 1580 AM and around the state on a Civic Media radio station near you. Maybe you're listening to the Shaw in Waukesha, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, our friends out in Richland Center, the Driftless area, and more stations to come soon. You're going to want to stay tuned with what Civic Media is up to. And on a Thursday afternoon, I am joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. Todd, how we doing today?
I am outstanding, Luke. It is a beautiful day here on University Avenue. Get to do a little bit. What's better?
Well, I've been having an interesting past 24 hours, Todd.
Talk to us, Luke. We're here for you.
I may be just cranky because I had a bad go at it on the opening night of volleyball last night. I play sand volleyball on Wednesdays, and it was the first one. We're shaking off the rust. It wasn't great, but. I then wake up this morning, and I got all excited because today is 100 days from the first game for the Wisconsin Badgers football. Mm-hmm. We're 100 days away from that first game of the season, and the Badgers had a little fun. They had a scavenger hunt around the state of Wisconsin. Did you hear about this scavenger hunt, Todd?
I did. It's fantastic. It's a great idea. The second year they've done it.
Yeah, and they give away these little mini helmets, mm-hmm. and there's QR codes at the bottom for a prize that goes along with the helmet. You could win tickets to a Badgers game. You could win gift cards to supporting businesses here in Wisconsin. I got all excited. It was from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. I was like, I'm an early bird. I can do that. I was up and at 'em. I was ready to go. I got the location. Sun Prairie was participating right down the street from me. And I asked for permission because there's threads on Reddit that are, they ask a question is, am I the something that you can't say here on the airwaves?
Yes.
And the fabulous team over at Asgo's Wisconsin, Kristen and Jane, they've adapted it to a radio-friendly version, and it's, am I the sphincter?
It's one of my favorite new segments on Asgo's Wisconsin.
I think it's terrific. So I reached out to Kristen this morning, and I said, hey, would it be all right if I steal that segment for you today? Because I've got something stuck in my craw, and I want to ask the listening audience, am I the one in the wrong? Was the other person involved in this story in the wrong? Want to hear your thoughts, 844-967-2789. But I get to the scavenger hunt location, Todd. Badgers, UW Athletics team, I presume. I don't know exactly who was all involved. They hid these mini helmets,
it's basically like an adult version of an Easter egg hunt.
There were little kids out there too, though. It was family friendly, I was surprised. I got to the park where this was announced. It was happening. We didn't know the exact location ahead of time. It dropped on social media at 6 a.m. precisely. Mm-hmm. Found out it was a park real close to my house.
Nice.
I was like, okay, I'm in the car. I was to the park in 4 minutes flat.
Whoa.
We were there. Like, it was done. We brought the dog with us because we wanted to do, he loves going outside. He was confused, honestly, why we were so excited going to the park so early in the morning.
Right.
And essentially, this turned into a jog for me throughout the morning park because I get there. And right away, there's already half a dozen cars in the park parking lot. And we're like, oh, wow, okay, this is. And so we get out of the car, we go, and we see a helmet. And there's one of the, and we're going to grab it. But then somebody else was standing there, Todd. And so she got to it first, I guess.
Yeah.
But she already had one in her hand.
What?
She already was holding one of the helmets.
Come on now.
And so she was on the phone. And I was like, I'm going to grab that helmet. She's like, no, this helmet's for my boyfriend. And I was like, he at the other side of the park and right, he just didn't get there first and she was calling him up. He wasn't even at the park, Todd.
Oh my God.
That... And so I'm a little perplexed. I'm on edge today because am I the sphincter? For if I wanted to point it out and say, hey, to the lovely folks with UW Athletics or the, right, whoever was associated with the Badgers, mm-hmm, there, if I was like, she's taking two when you're only supposed to have one per person.
Right.
Would that make me the sphincter? Was she the sphincter for hoarding two of them?
This is an easy one. She was 100% the sphincter.
Would I have been the sphincter had I just walked up and said, well, that's not how it works, and just took it?
I don't think so.
That's what stopped me from doing that.
How old was this person, more or less?
She was in her mid-20s.
Oh, take it.
Take it?
She knows better.
I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to just walk up and be like, well, that's not how the game works, and I'm going to go.
Now, see, this, if my mom were there, the Richland Center, you know, Christian Methodist Lutheran woman, she would have walked over to the people at UW and say, and she is a kindergarten teacher, you know, and she would have said, excuse me, this girl over here is not playing by the rules, and she has two. I don't believe that's right.
And I didn't want to be that guy. And it was still early in the scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. So at that 4 minutes in, Todd, like this had to have been 6:06 then after. Like this was 2 minutes, like right away at the start of the park. And so my fiance and I, we looked at each other. We're like, okay, we're just going to go. We're going to go look for our odds are still in our favor. It's only 6 minutes in. We're going to go find another mini Badger helmet and test our luck that way. Mm. And essentially, I just ended up jogging through Sheehan Park in Sun Prairie this morning because ran all the way through the park. No luck. All of the helmets gone pretty quickly because of how many participants were there right off the bat. But am I the sphincter for wanting to take it? Like,
it's common.
Is it
decency.
In bad spirit to hoard two?
Yes.
What would you do if you were in this situation? 844-967-2789. You can call in. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. It felt like to me out of the spirit of the scavenger hunt. If I was a bit, I would, if roles were reversed.
Yes.
I would have had a hard time standing there being like, no, you can't have this second helmet that I'm standing over because my significant other is driving down the street right now. They weren't here for the start of the scavenger hunt, but I'm going to sit on this one until they do get here.
See, I'm going to show my age a little bit. We are separated by quite a few years. I am 53. Luke is not. And we'll just simply say that. And look, I do think that there's a certain generation of which you are closer to and I am not, that there's this sense of entitlement in which annoys the crap out of me. Well, I was here and I'm going to take this. And this whole sense of entitlement, which and it's indicative, I think, of not always, but oftentimes more young people and old people or just plain old jerks to clean it up a little bit for radio. So, yeah. No, you're not the sphincter. She's clearly the sphincter. And it's just her parents didn't teach her well.
844-967-2789. I want to hear your thoughts on the situation. Because, I mean, if it was a little kid, Todd, I feel like I would have excused it more.
Exactly.
But it was an adult, a young adult, but an adult. And she kind of, as I was walking away, because I ultimately didn't do it. I wasn't the guy. I didn't go up and grab the extra helmet and say, well, sorry, not sorry. I'm going to walk away now. I just let it play out as I didn't want to be that guy. But ultimately, as I was walking away, I did kind of have the snide remark of like, well, that's not how this is supposed to work.
And she kind of
just gave me a little
Did she flip you off?
No, she didn't flip me off or anything like that. But she had one. And conveniently enough, she had the second one that was on the ground positioned away from where the UW Athletics team could see it. So it wasn't like she was visibly hoarding two of them. It was just she was standing guard over this Badger mini helmet. I think if ultimately, and there's no way for me to ever know this, but if like the prizes were a $5 gift card to Quick Trip or Culver's, two of the participating Wisconsin businesses, I don't think I'd be that upset. If I ever found out that she got to go to the Badger tickets. If she won something like that, I think I'd be even more upset though. Because I think that does add to the severity. But boy, I walked out of that park very bummed because ultimately it took only 25 minutes for all of the mini helmets that were hid in Sun Prairie to be claimed.
Wow.
It went quick. It went quick. And participating municipalities around the state of Wisconsin today, I think Wausau might have been the lagger, though. I think Wausau had the longest wait for all of the helmets to be claimed from what I saw on social media. So I was like, well, we should have went up to Wausau, right? I guess. But
got up to Bull Falls up there.
And yeah, we could have
looked around, gone for work.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you this much. That young woman is lucky in today's day and age that you're not packing heat. And with today, with what things going on today, I mean, Krista and Jane talked about it on As Goes Wisconsin. We mentioned it as well. This story about some dude who shot his roommate in the buttocks with not a BB gun, but with a gun because his roommate took the last Hot Pocket.
What?
He shot his roommate. I'm not making this up.
Oh,
he shot his roommate in the butt because his roommate took the last Hot Pocket. This woman is lucky you weren't. I'm not completely joking.
I would never. I was going to say, there's nothing that would have got me to that point.
Of course, not you, but I'm just saying, in today's day and age, you don't know anymore what's going to set people off.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear what you would have done in this situation. Would you grab the Badger mini helmet if it were Badger tickets that were on the line? Would you have just ran to the next part of the park hoping that you'd find some like I did? Would you have, you know, asked the people officiating the scavenger hunt to step in and enforce the one helmet per individual rule? Want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can download the Civic Media app. Take us with you on the go as well if you are going around the state, like these several different scavenger hunt locations. Because, Todd, it's just... I'm a little on edge today.
I can tell. There's a lot on Luke's mind. There's a lot bothering Luke. It's like Frank Costanza. You know, George Costanza's father in Seinfeld. I got a lot of problems with you people.
And you're going to hear about them here on Dueling Tangents.
It's Festivus in May.
In May. In the middle of May. It's a Memorial Day weekend preview of Festivus. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with Todd and I on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. We're going to get to some Wisconsin headlines as well as... got a separate tangent, something else that's really been on my mind about a certain rebate program here in Wisconsin, but more of that on the other side. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media.
App.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can follow the show online on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can keep up to date, catch the off-air tangents that occur there on that platform. You know, there's plenty of things that we could get into around the failure to launch, in my opinion, of a campaign on Twitter yesterday. But maybe we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But you can follow the show there at Dueling Tangents while that platform still exists. I'm joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show that you can catch on several different Civic Media radio stations, WRCE, WXCO, and WLAK from 8 to 11 a.m. for a limited time only, though, because moving on up, Todd Alba and the Todd Alba Show are going to be jumping to 1 to 3 p.m. coming up starting June 5th, so very exciting news there. Congratulations. I know I joined you earlier in the week, Todd, to
Thank
announce
you. Yes,
that.
Yes, yes. We appreciate all the listeners for making it happen, for Sage and Crudy for giving it a shot, and all your support and help as well. So
yeah,
thank
it's
going to
be
much.
Statewide as well. So for those of you that have loved Todd on his appearances here on Dueling Tangents or the Devil's Advocates, which I know you joined earlier this week as well, you're going to be able to get a lot more of Todd from 1 to 3 p.m. across the Civic Media Network starting that Monday, June 5th, and we're thrilled.
Well, thank you. Only the Food and Drug Administration has recommended only a two-hour dose of Todd per day. That's about as much as your body can handle. So we are following the proper recommendations of the Food and Drug Administration.
There you go. Maximum dosage allowed.
Yes. Folks, I like that, actually. Maximum dosage allowed.
Discussing earlier this morning a instance with if you participated, we'd love to hear as well if you were successful in the Wisconsin Badgers scavenger hunt that took place with the 100 days from now opening it's not opening day but week one, I guess, of the collegiate season, the Badgers opener is 100 days away. Wisconsin Athletics celebrating that with a scavenger hunt around the state, and want to hear what you would have done if you were in my shoes. If you walked up to somebody that was hoarding kind of two helmets against the rules, one winner per person, not per household.
Right, right.
I mean, if two people together, again, I don't think I would be so upset, Todd. But it sticks in my craw because am I the sphincter for wanting to go up and steal it? Like, or take it, I guess? It's not really stealing because she clearly knew that she couldn't be holding both of them
right.
either time.
She knew better.
She knew that it had to be on the ground, and she was kind of just guarding it and standing there being like, oh, well, and she was on the phone, so it's like, oh, maybe they won't bother me if I'm on the phone. And it just is to me, in bad spirit of what today was, celebrating the 100 days. And, boy, I'm just thinking, it would have been nice to get to go see Coach Fickell and the entire... Well, revamp of the Wisconsin Badgers with the air raid that I'm anticipating with this upcoming season.
Also, if you know the person, this girl in Sun Prairie, give us a call. We'd like to know who this is so we can out her.
We don't do public shaming here, Todd, for any of that. We want to know what people would have done had they been in my shoes. 844-967-2789. Would you go up there and say, well, the game's being played right now this way and you get one per person, or would you have just continued on with the scavenger hunt and attempted to find another helmet? You could be successful like some of the other individuals, or you could have been unsuccessful like myself. Did not get to see even another helmet running through the park in Sun Prairie. Again, and if you participated and have a story to share about the Badger scavenger hunt that took place around the state, I know several different listening areas across the Civic Media Network participated as well. Burlington and Waukesha were covered by our friends at the Shaw and WAUK 540 AM. I believe Mineral Point and covered by RCO and RCE. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of different areas around the state. If you were successful, I believe Oshkosh and Wausau both participated. So there was a ton of mini helmets out there this morning. Very early, though, bright and early scavenger hunt around the state of Wisconsin for one of those helmets. If you were successful and you won a prize, we want to hear about it. 844-967-2789. And Todd, it is pretty interesting to see what's going to happen with this upcoming Badger season. Yeah. I think you and I both have expressed a lot of interest and excitement for what is to come about this Badgers air raid. You plan on going to any games here at Camp Randall come this fall?
Absolutely. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. I only went to one last year, and we talked about this morning on our show that on the south end zone now, as of last year, they redid that entire south end zone. There's kind of some higher end boxes on the south end zone now for higher paying customers. There's also a big indoor-outdoor eating facility with fire pits and stuff on the balcony to kind of encourage wedding parties and stuff to be there in the off season, but it's completely done on the south, redone on the south end zone. And with the NIL deals and everything else, this is the type of stuff that colleges have to do in Division I sports in order to remain competitive on the market. So that was pretty cool to see that. I haven't really been over in that area, but it was cool to see. But I'm looking forward to, I know I'll put in a shameless plug for our show in the morning.
That's what we're here for, right, Todd.
At 8:30, we'll have our bi-weekly guest, Brady Ewing from Richland Center, who is a former Wisconsin Badger and played in the NFL for 3 years for Atlanta and Jacksonville. He'll be on tomorrow. He went down, I know, and went to one of the practices, met Coach Fickell and Phil Longo, and he was impressed, he said, with what he saw. We'll talk to him a little bit more tomorrow about it at 8:30 on our show.
Have to see if Brady snagged one of those helmets in Mineral Point now, if he headed up there.
Now, I'll tell you right now, Brady Ewing's the kind of guy where if he would have had one and seen what happened, he would have gone over and given you his. That's the kind of people that we have at Richland Center.
Yeah. And honestly, though, it was so quick that how quickly all of the different helmets went. I was just shocked by it, and I was kind of standing there in awe after the fact. I was just like, really, you're gonna hoard that one, and you're gonna stand over it and not let the people that are here for the scavenger hunt on time receive the prizes. Want to hear your thoughts, what you would have done in the situation, or if you participated in the scavenger hunt and have a story to share as well. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, across several civic media stations and soon to be statewide. We're going to get to some your calls and some more tangents. 844-967-2789. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Download that Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded. Take us with you on the go. I am joined by Todd Alba on a Thursday afternoon. You can join us on the phone lines. Call or text 844-967-2789. You're just rocking out, Todd.
You know what? It's all started with the passing of now the late, great Tina Turner, the queen of rock and roll, dead at 83 as of yesterday. And I watched a lot of Tina Turner videos last night. And I mean, I said this morning, if I had the energy and the talent of Tina Turner's pinky, I would be a legend. Because I mean, that woman, when she was on stage, her entire body moved all the time. And I mean, how she could keep up that physical stamina and still have the lungs to belt out the perfect pitch. I mean, that woman is just a legend all the way around.
And everyone that I've spoken with, practically everyone, since yesterday when the news broke of her passing, has been commemorating or listening to and telling stories about what her music means to them. And so passing of an icon, very, very tremendous talent that I don't know if we're going to see talents like that anymore, Todd.
I don't think so. It's at least a once-in-a-generational or once-in-a-lifetime type of talent.
Yeah.
And everything that she had to come through, personally, professionally, I know Oprah used the word resilient. That's the word I would use to best describe her. I mean, that is truly a woman that just kept on going.
Yeah, absolutely. And the talent, the spirit, the energy, as you point out, that she brought, just unmatched. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Again, if you want to share a tangent with us like that one, 844-967-2789. Also, if you participated in today's scavenger hunt that the Badgers hosted, we want to hear about that. But I'm going to jump.
Luke has a burr under his saddle.
I do.
And it may be
this second one, Todd, because really, and folks, there's headlines as well. We're going to hopefully get to some of those. But I got a couple of tangents.
Luke needs a couch. He needs to get this
off.
We're
leaning into the tangent vibe today. And it's because I've been doing a lot of yard work around the house.
You have.
And I want to know, obviously, I think there's probably a lot of people out there in the listening audience that go and shop at a big box store that has a certain little gimmick that gets you into the door. It's in almost all their ads. You save 11%. So you get 11% off. All the prices are marked down 11%, Todd. It's a very appealing tactic, I think. I want to know, is it a racket? I'm a relatively new homeowner. I've been having to spend a lot of money at Menards for lots of the home improvement projects I've been doing. Am I truly saving this 11%, or are they just constantly, you know, taking 11% and just promising to give it to me later to still just come back to them? And you, it's not, I don't get the rebate in cash. I get it in value at Menards.
What Luke's asking is, has he really been saving big money at Menards?
Is it a racket? I want to know. Like, I'm a new homeowner. It's interesting dynamic because I feel like everybody has that kind of feeling where you're I'm saving 11%. I'm saving X. It doesn't matter what the percentage is in this regard, I guess. But you're saving, you see the lower price, and you're like, oh, yeah, what's the big deal? And then I find out that I've spent how much?
And it's like, oh my goodness, am I truly saving the money then? Because it's still all getting spent and they're just giving me credit to come back to their own store. I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. As I alluded, this is where I'm at today, Todd. It's a tangent-filled Thursday. You're joining me here on the airwaves, and I'm sharing all the tangents.
You got to get it off your chest, Luke. And for my money, yes, it's 100% a racket. I mean, people who are my age or older, well, our current studios here on University Avenue are right down from Hilldale Shopping Center, shopping mall, Hilldale. And there's Macy's there. But before Macy's, it was Marshall Fields. And people used to say, well, why in the world would you go to Marshall Fields if it wasn't a sale? Because they always had a sale going on every other week. Same thing with Menards. I mean, this whole 11% thing is just a marketing gimmick to get us in the door. And look, I mean, I try to shop locally at our local Ace Hardware store down the street when I can. But I've gone to Menards. I've gone to Home Depot. Sometimes you can't help it. But yes, to answer your question, in my opinion, it's a complete racket.
Yeah. Is that how all sales work, I guess? Because we're finding out.
Yes.
Over the last 18 months, when as we've been talking about inflation and prices going up, and it still comes down to the fact that corporations are raking in the profits.
Right.
The prices are going up, but the profits are soaring too. It's not that just the cost of everything is going up and they're breaking even. It's the cost of everything's going up, and we see these giant corporations doing better than they've ever done before. Is that what a sale is, essentially? You know that you can mark up the price just to mark it down and get people in the mentality of, oh, well, we're saving money. Or you're going to get this 11% back, but you can only spend it with us.
Well, before I did this gig last year, I was working down the street here at L.L. Bean, a manager there. And a lot of our products, shirts and pants, would have $5 or $10. And it was, well, because of the pandemic, all these costs are going up. Well, a lot of that stuff was already bought in the warehouse. They didn't pay an extra $5 or $10.
There was no additional shipping charge on it to get it to the warehouse. But it was there.
Right. It was an opportunity, though, to justify raising prices and, as you said, rake in the corporate profits. And look, I was treated well at L.L. Bean, but I'm just simply – and it's a good company for my money, but – you're right. To answer your question, this is corporate America.
Are they just taking advantage of the rules? And even though it's one per scavenger hunt, they're hoarding them? I don't know. 844-967-2789. I want to hear what you think. You can be like our friend Dick in Madison. Dick, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Nah, it's a racket. Heck, you know, the flyer that comes out every 10 days?
Yeah.
The stuff that's going to be the hot buy in there, they mark that up 20% before they put it on sale and they're for 11 off.
Exactly.
You know? It's a joke. I worked for a guy, and this is a true story, back in the 80s, carpet cleaning business, and he'd run these things in the paper, 20% off coupon.
Uh-huh.
And everything was done by the square foot then.
Uh-huh.
You know, so and he goes, if you see the coupon, make sure you measure it on the strong side. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, add a foot there, a foot here, a foot there on the rooms when you're wheeling it off. So when is the 20% coupon not a 20% coupon? You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, it's creative marketing, like, no, right? It's to get people in the door.
Oh.
I feel like it's working, though. It's not like I'm not there with every home improvement project. As you pointed out, Todd, I love to shop local when I can. I love to be able to go to alternatives. But when you go to the stores like Menards, it's sometimes the only place I can find some of the things.
I've tried to patronize this Ace that reopened on Cottage Grove Road, but I'm starting to call it Arm and Leg Hardware. My God, one day I'm in there and I said, do you guys sell mason jars too? And he goes, why? And I said, to put my eyes in, just got them gouged out in here.
Certainly some things have gone up because of the pandemic. But as I just pointed out, my former employer at L.L. Bean, I think some of these companies are just jacking up prices because they can.
It seems like that may be the case, Todd. 844-967-2789. I want to hear your thoughts. Appreciate the phone call, Dick. You can be like our friend Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up Ace Hardware, because Ace Hardware, the local Ace Hardware here in Sauk City, actually got bought up by a guy that owns just dozens of stores apparently now, and they're all the same. They're all cookie cutter, because Ace Hardware here in Sauk used to be a kind of a unique little store. It was had all kinds of stuff in there that probably wasn't original Ace. And you bring up Menards, that of course, you know, that Menards, that's their racket, as they say. Well, giving you 11% off, well, it's it's 11% off, but you have to file for the.
Yeah, you're never guaranteed the 11%. If you lose the receipt, it's not going to be on the rebate. And they also hold on to it for like 6 weeks, 8 weeks. It's they're going to hold on to the 11% and give it back to you eventually kind of vibe. And I don't know, Mark, I'm a newer homeowner, and I feel like I've kind of been hoodwinked in this one. Want to hear your thoughts.
Mark, you're absolutely right. I grew up in Richland Center, and we used to drive over to that Ace Hardware because my grandparents were farmers, and it had a great selection of equestrian stuff for horses. People came from all over the region to shop there.
Yeah, they had a nice tack shop there.
Yeah. It was a great store.
I remember that as well. And, you know, they still have the Wilderness. It used to be all one store, Wilderness Fish and Game and the tack shop. And these hardware were all joined together. But then the kids, you know, took it over and they all split it up. And now it's, and they just cut back in the space on the Ace there that they added a pet supply, pet plus or was something there that I won't go in there because I saw there's a local pet shop here in town, Animal House that I'll go to.
Well, it's important to support local when you can. And yeah, sometimes it's a shame when you see I think you should always promote local first. And
when the kids buy it up, it's like the old book, Wang Lung, what's the character? What's the book of that? The Good Earth. The Good Earth by Pearl S. Buck. You ever read that, Luke?
I have not.
It's all about the old man, the farmer, and then the kids take over, and it's the old man's dying. He says, never sell the land. And they say, oh, yes, father. And of course they do. The next generation always messes it up.
Ouch! Those are some stark criticism you got from me, then, Todd. I guess.
No. I'm not saying all generations. I'm just saying oftentimes when a business turns over, some businesses the kids will carry on the parents' tradition, but then some generation, we're going to improve it and change it all, and it really isn't that much of an improvement.
844-967-2789. Want to hear if you're of my mindset, or you're just like, no, I love the rebate. Send me a rebate all the time. I love saving 11%. It makes me feel good. Pat myself on the back that I'm saving money, and you get to turn around and still spend it at Menards. You don't get the money back, but I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Because Todd, I got home improvement projects coming out my ears right now. Like, is
you do.
We're humming along. We're very happy with the progress we've been making. We did some landscaping, though, and I swear, for this landscaping job, I went to Menards no short of, it had to have been 8 times.
I thought you were going to say you had no shirt on or
no,
something.
No. Like, it had to have been at least 8 trips to between the garden center or the stone and concrete, the pavers and the adhesives to be able to put it together, and then all the proper different things. Because, man, when you're doing it yourself, nobody tells you that all the
it's a lot.
There's a lot of work to be put into different projects, and so between garden beds and the landscaping, I've spent a lot of money there, and I feel like the racket is the 11% is more of a racket than now, truly just 11% savings.
Our Bull Falls radio listeners up in Wausau, they'll remember the name of Ray Samanda.
Well, they're listening to the chat right now.
But maybe some of them are listening on the app. You never know.
True.
They can split their allegiance. But Ray Samanda Sr. was the spokesperson. Remember, he had white hair, and he grew up in Wausau, went to the American Radio and Television Announcing School up there, and was a World War II veteran, and was a fixture in Wausau. And he used to end all the TV commercials with, save big money at Menards. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, he passed
away.
They
still have that jingle, though, don't
I know,
they?
But it's not the same without
right.
Ray.
Okay.
And ever since 2018, Menards has never been the same after he passed away. Yeah. He died. The poor man died of pneumonia, by the way.
Oh.
It says on Wikipedia. But he lived to a ripe old age of 91. Had a full life.
That is a very full life. And he will be forever commemorated in the Menards jingle that I think you and most of us Wisconsinites are aware of.
But he had no problem pitching that. He probably got a nice check for doing that. Save big money at Menards.
Well, he had some kind of deal probably that they're not doing it anymore now that he's no longer with us. But it is an interesting dynamic with all the home improvement. We've got some stories breaking as well. We got a Supreme Court decision around the waterways of the United States. And yesterday, the trial date being set for the fraudulent elector case here in Wisconsin. Yes. It's going to come right before the next presidential election here in Wisconsin, Todd.
I think it's goofy.
You think it's goofy?
I don't like the date. I don't like the date of this. I mean, you can't do anything about it. It is what it is, but...
Well, we're going to get into that and some more headlines and your tangents. 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can call or text to share your tangent with us on this Thursday afternoon. We only got one more segment left of the day. And then Friday Eve is pretty much over. All we're going to have is Friday before the Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with me, Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alba. On this Thursday, 844-967-2789. Share your tangent with us.
Welcome to my house. It's my house.
WMDX.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. Going to discuss some headlines here now with Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. Todd, you're telling me you're not a big fan of this date for the impending trial for the 10 fraudulent electors and two attorneys involved in plotting that scheme to try to overturn the state's electoral votes in 2020?
I'm all for holding people accountable. Absolutely. And in fact, one of the big Oath Keepers guys, Rhodes, the leader of this thing, he got like basically 18, 19 years today, sentenced this afternoon in the J6 trial. I'm all for keeping people accountable, and I'm glad that a trial date's set. It's just the court system, right? There's a court docket. There's only so many days available. You have to give people by law so much time to get ready for these trials. So, I mean, it's not an unfair date. I'm just strictly saying from a political standpoint, to go to trial in September of next year is just all going to be politicized. And that's the part I don't like about it.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong. It's going to be politicized no matter what.
Well, sure, but I get it. But you know how things are. They're just going to say, well, you know, now we're a month and a half away before an election, and this is all going to come up. And, of course, that's when the trial starts in September. We'll see when we actually get a verdict or whatever, when it goes through there. But, yes, I'm certainly glad that people are being held accountable. Last I heard, they're going to make them all be in Dane County because they had filed that motion to try to each have individual trials outside of Dane County, and that got denied. So they're all going to have to stand trial here in Dane County.
Well, they had a petition to break up and have each fraudulent elector be tried in their home counties. But the scheme took place here in Dane County. It was a coordinated effort. It was a broad-reaching conspiracy. They were conspiring to overturn the 2020 electoral results here in Wisconsin. And so I think it absolutely makes sense that the trial is going to be held here in Dane County.
Yeah.
I think it was right that petition to break up and have 9 or 10 separate trials, that was rightfully denied. And so that petition... not going to go through. We're going to have a trial. I think it doesn't really matter when this trial was going to take place. This will be something that politicos out there are going to either play up and say, yes, there needs to be accountability or for this reason. Or if they're of the other mindset, they're going to say, no big deal. What, no harm, no foul, right? No harm, no foul. And I think you're absolutely correct when you say accountability needs to be had because a attempted conspiracy to overturn the duly elected electors, because that's what we are. We are a republic that elects people to then elect our president. That is how the Electoral College works. It's how the system was designed. Could it be improved? I think so. But that's the rules of the game. And somebody tried to go, and quite a few people behind the scenes tried to go and overturn those rules in 2020. And those 10 individuals, the 10 people that said, I'm signing my name to say that Donald Trump won Wisconsin's popular vote, and we will be the 10 electors for the Electoral College vote, that's fraud.
Yep,
it was wrong. It was a scheme. Yeah. It was insane. And that it happened, it was what was the precursor that led to the violence on January 6th. And to me, it's insane that there has not yet been accountability to this point. But I don't care when this trial is held. It just needs to be held.
No, I mean, I'm again, 100%, we have to keep people accountable. And, I mean, remember, this one of the main instigators of this is somebody from my hometown back in Richland Center, Andrew Hitt, a guy who went to the same church as him and was the head of the Republican Party when this happened. He's an attorney, was an attorney for Scott Walker when I was last in the building. And there it came out the January 6th committee hearing out in Washington, D.C., between texts and phone calls and whatever, between he and Mark Jefferson, the executive director of the Republican Party. They knew what they were doing was wrong,
yeah,
and yet they went ahead and did it anyway. They knowingly, apparently, broke the law from everything that's known about this case, and they should be held accountable because, as I talked about this morning on our show, I mean, voting rights and safe and secure voting is one of the most fundamental constitutional rights that we have, that I personally support. So, yes, I'm 100% they have to be held accountable. And the one thing it will do, Luke, is having it in September of next year, it will, as you said, it will remind people as we go into the presidential election of what can happen if the law is broken and people aren't held accountable. And that may be a very good thing for Joe Biden.
I think accountability in every essence of the word is what is needed and what would be good for us as a system of individuals that participate in our democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can share a tangent with us in these final minutes of the show. We got Sue in Middleton calling in. Sue, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, I got three things. First, she was the sphincter, not you.
Yes!
Rules is rules.
Did you go to the scavenger hunt anywhere, Sue?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I didn't even know about it. But I'm sorry, rules is rules. And secondly, Menards, 1 year I got a gift. It wasn't exactly what I wanted. I had a receipt. I took it back, and they'd only give me credit. And I told them I didn't want anything from their store.
Did you get a gift card that you could at least, parlay into a gift to somebody else?
No. Well, they gave me a credit, that I had to spend at Menards. So I think I went back and bought, Cheetos or something. I don't know.
Depending anyway, on the size of the gift, Sue, that's a lot of bags of Cheetos, possibly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And thirdly, I have to tell you about Tina Turner. My husband and I saw Tina Turner in Las Vegas on our honeymoon 45 years ago.
That's amazing. That's super cool. How was it?
I was going to say, how was the show?
Oh, just, she was fabulous. And I remember, too, that Chita Rivera opened for her. I don't know if you know who she is. But she was the opening act, and then Tina was the main act.
Sounds so amazing.
That woman could dance and pretty damn good.
And sing pretty damn good, too. And sing pretty damn good. Appreciate the phone call, Sue. We're really glad that we could squeeze all three of those tangents in.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening and
good
giving
stuff.
Us a call. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Or you can drop us a comment on the podcast or the website and on Twitter at Dueling Tangents if you've got a commentary on who the sphincter was this morning, because I don't think it was me.
It was not.
But I feel my fear of being the sphincter, of going up and just taking it, that's what prevented me from doing that. So, it's you live and you learn. Next year, I'm going to be camped out at 5:30 a.m., and I'm going to be ready for that Badger helmet.
100%.
100%. I've been burned, and now I will learn. But you can listen to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or find us on the website, civicmedia.us. Todd, thanks so much for joining me.
Luke Mathers, you're amazing. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Dueling Tangents, we'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.